You know, something really interesting is happening with corporate crypto investment. It's moving past the hype and becoming a genuine strategic financial choice.
I agree. For most of the past year, the big tech investment story was AI. Almost every capital spending plan seemed to lean on it as the reason for growth.
But then Bitcoin started climbing again, and suddenly crypto exposure became much harder to ignore.
And this isn't just a price reaction. It's about companies rethinking treasury strategy, risk management, and long-term positioning in a market that increasingly rewards owning assets directly.
That's the heart of it. Adoption is becoming more deliberate, not just experimental.
Exactly. In the past, a lot of companies bought small amounts of Bitcoin mostly to get headlines and signal that they were innovative.
Now, they're treating crypto as part of a broader financial plan.
That matters because it shows deeper institutional confidence. These aren't just speculative moves, they're calculated decisions about diversification, inflation hedging, and future monetary conditions.
And Bitcoin's stronger market has made that case much easier to defend, especially for firms with better risk tools and faster decision-making.
Right. When Bitcoin climbs, it changes how investors, executives, and financial planners view digital assets.
It tends to lift the whole ecosystem. Two, exchange activity picks up, project funding improves, and corporate interest becomes more visible.
In that environment, companies with existing crypto strategies can act more aggressively, while others start feeling pressure to reassess their position.
The recent market strength has really reduced uncertainty. Executives are getting a clearer signal. Direct exposure can outperform passive or indirect approaches when conditions strengthen.
A major development is the shift from small, symbolic purchases to larger, more integrated balance sheet positions.
Companies aren't just asking whether crypto can deliver short-term upside anymore.
They're thinking about scale, liquidity, custody, stress performance, and how digital assets fit into the broader treasury mix.
That makes institutional adoption a real category of corporate financial behavior, not just an edge case.
And institutional participation is professionalizing the market.
Corporate buyers tend to demand clearer reporting, safer custody, and more reliable execution.
Over time, that raises standards across the ecosystem, stronger infrastructure, better risk controls, and more transparent positioning.
The question has shifted from whether crypto can generate returns to how it fits into a company's financial structure.
Does it support treasury diversification? Does it help preserve purchasing power? Does it open new opportunities in corporate finance, partnerships, or customer-facing products?
Balance sheet strategies are becoming mainstream.
Some firms are adding digital assets alongside cash and short-term investments.
Others are exploring tokenized assets, digital payment rails, or new forms of corporate financing.
The underlying logic is the same. Companies want to stay competitive in an increasingly digital financial system.
And this isn't limited to one sector. Technology companies, financial firms, and consumer-facing businesses are all exploring some form of crypto exposure.
Rising markets also make direct ownership more compelling because indirect products can add cost and complexity.
AI hasn't disappeared from the conversation, but it has lost some of the spotlight.
It's still a major long-term technology theme and a structural productivity bet.
But market attention often follows price action.
When Bitcoin rises, the narrative naturally shifts toward digital assets.
AI is largely a productivity story, while crypto, in this context, is a market performance story.
In rising markets, performance tends to dominate the discussion, making direct crypto exposure easier to justify and communicate.
Still, several factors will determine the next phase of corporate crypto adoption.
First, the scale and duration of corporate holdings will matter more than the number of announcements.
If companies keep holding through volatility, That's a much stronger signal of real institutional adoption than short-term buying.
Second, more firms may treat crypto as a normal part of treasury strategy if Bitcoin remains strong and the broader market stays supportive.
Third, regulatory clarity around custody, reporting, and compliance will become increasingly important.
Clearer frameworks could accelerate adoption by reducing uncertainty.
Fourth, the next stage may involve deeper product integration, crypto and payments, financing, and customer-facing tools.
That would connect digital assets more closely to traditional business operations.
The broader takeaway is that corporate crypto bets are becoming larger, more strategic, and less experimental.
Bitcoin's rise is making it easier for companies to justify direct exposure, pushing balance sheet strategies and institutional adoption back into the center of the investment conversation.
AI may still define the longer-term technology story, but for now, the market is rewarding companies willing to take a more direct position in crypto.
This shift isn't just about price. It's about confidence, positioning, and the growing belief that digital assets now belong in the heart of corporate finance, not at its edges.